continuing in the spirit of the American Revolution. John Adams, however, worried that the French experiment would end in grief. Adams was right. While the French revolutionaries toasted to liberty, fraternity, and equality, they cut off the roots of those ideals. They were vehemently anti-Christian. At one point, they even dressed up a woman as the goddess Reason and placed her on the high altar at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. Their view of liberty had more to do with freedom from restraint than with the ordered liberty championed by American patriots. So it's no surprise that the French Revolution quickly descended into terror. The French revolutionaries started by beheading priests, royalty, and aristocrats, and ended by killing each other. Order was only restored by the military dictatorship of Napoleon Bonaparte in 1799. In 1823, John Adams, writing to his fellow founder Benjamin Rush, described the French Revolution as producing all the calamities and desolations to the human race. The American Revolution had a quite different ending because it was based on a better view of liberty. Unfortunately, even ardent defenders of freedom can talk as if freedom is just getting to do what you want to do, as if freedom and rules were on opposite sides. This is a mistake. Imagine a young girl, Mary, who has never had a violin lesson. Mary can pick up a violin and grind out some sounds. No one forces her to pull the bow across any particular string, so she's free to play as she wants, and to drive her parents crazy in the process. But is she free to make beautiful music? Is she free to play Mozart in the New York Philharmonic? Is she free to get a full scholarship to the Juilliard School, or even to entertain friends and family in the backyard? No, of course not. She can't express either her own or the violin's potential because she hasn't submitted to years of disciplined practice. She hasn't gotten the rules for excellent violin playing into her mind, her fingers, and her bones. Only then will she be truly free to play the violin. Only then will she enjoy freedom for excellence. Freedom for excellence. So, rather than limiting our freedom, the right rules allow us to enjoy a much richer freedom. They are the rules that allow us to become what we're supposed to become, to do what we're designed to do. A while back, I, Jay, was driving my wife and daughters to church. I decided to use the long drive over the bridge from Seattle to Mercer Island, where we go to church, to get a lesson in. Girls, what do you think eyes are for? For seeing, they said. And what about ears? They replied, for hearing. And what about a heart? For pumping blood. And feet?